This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Howdy, friend. This is Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Farnworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And always, thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So in the last episode, I walked you through the magic that is an Upworthy headline as an introduction to a concept called the five stages of audience awareness. The actual name is the five stages of market awareness, a concept originally developed by Eugene Schwartz, but I modified it for our purposes. And oh, by the way, did anyone get the joke I made at the end of the last episode? The string of absurd claims I made in the closing? If you didn't, I was mocking Upworthy. So, stage one. Is all you need to do is make the promise. So if you find your audience is in stage one, you make the promise. When your ideal customer is not aware of your product or the benefit it offers, then the first stage of awareness demands you simply make a promise in the headline. For example, build muscles anywhere, defeat credit card debt, read more books. And in the subheadline, you would describe the mechanism. This 15-minute routine focuses on every muscle in your body. With only a calendar and spreadsheet, you can defeat debt and the world's first speed reading app. I purposely chose three markets that have gone through all five stages to help you see how an audience would progress. So let's move on to stage two. Stage two, you take your promise to the next level. As the market begins to learn more about your product and your competitors, the power of your original promise will begin to fade. Customers will seek a distinction. And so at this stage, you need to state your promise even more clearly. So you need to build muscle on almost every inch of your body. How to eliminate $3,000 in debt only in 3 days. Read 24 books in 24 hours. In essence, you're being more specific. As you can imagine, you'll be pushing the limits of credibility, but let me be very clear. Though you're pushing limits here, you must never lie, never misrepresent your product, and avoid hyperbole at all cost. So if you can't back up your promise or claim the fact, then don't state it. Please don't state it. So stage three, you lead with the mechanism and the promise comes second. So in the third stage of sophistication, we find the consumer weary of your product and other products as well. They've been exposed to extreme promises and have learned to tune out these claims, so you need a technique to reset their expectations. At this stage, the mechanism comes first and the claim second. The mechanism becomes the point of difference. This 15-minute chair routine builds muscle on almost every inch of your body. A simple spreadsheet and calendar is the simplest method to defeating debt. And then finally, introducing a new app to solve the slow reader's dilemma. Now, stage four. You take the mechanism to another level. When stage three copy has been replicated in the market and reached saturation, the power of this headline fades. It's time to elaborate and enlarge on the mechanism. Make it easier, quicker, and better. Solve more of the problem and overcome old limitations. For example, now build muscle tone in less than 7 minutes a day. Wall Street Journal accountants swear this is the fastest and easiest way to defeat debt. And finally, read War and Peace this afternoon with our addicting Angry Reader app game. This is a stage of embellishment, not unlike stage two. Eventually, you will reach a point that pushes the embellishment out of the realm of believability, and you must discover a new, meaningful, and believable mechanism. Finally, stage 5, you identify with the customer. At this stage, the market is glutted. The field is exhausted, and it is the most difficult stage to profit in, to write something that sticks, that stands out. This is where you revive a dead product or idea by shooting directly at the consumer. For example, why some men are so skinny, why some people will never get out of debt, and finally, are you embarrassed to tell people you've never read the classics? But at this point, you are really reaching, and in fact, you may come to a point of embellishing in the 5th stage and even combining elements from previous stages. You are piling all of your arsenal on the headline at this point because you are desperate. And as Schwartz pointed out, this is the same life cycle for every market, for every audience. It begins in stage 1 and it closes in stage 5. Now, let me tell you why this is important. One of the most obvious problems I see is a lack of understanding when it comes to audience sophistication. Almost everyone starts in stage 1 when the markets they are actually in are competing in are in the advanced stages, if not in the final. That will not get the job done. You will not get noticed. You will get ignored. Or say you start in stage 4 when your market is actually in stage 1 or 2. You will overwhelm your audience when they don't have to. So you're not going to be believed or trusted in this case. Naturally, you're probably wondering, how do you know what stage your audience is in? It's really quite simple. It's called market research. But it's not that complicated. All you need to do is look around, and look around for a really long time. See what your competition is doing. What are they writing? What kind of headlines are they creating? You can often look at big publishers, too, to see what they are writing. Look at the Upworthys and the Atlantic Monthlies and the Sports Illustrateds and the Men's Health and the Cosmopolitans and the Vanity Fairs and the Woman's Day. All these places are on the cutting edge of headlines, and they know where their audience is. They know the stage their audience is in. So take a cue from them and pay attention to what they are doing, and then apply it to your own audience. And of course, as always, test, test, test. That's DIY research at its essence. It's simple and it's cheap. And also in our headline writing, we have to take a cue from the world of selling, of salesmanship, because in fact, copywriting is salesmanship in print. And so we'll explore that in tomorrow's episode. Until then, take care.